Hey Gratitude Seeker, this episode is going to be about updating our software for appreciation. Sometimes the things that we dreamed about are actually in our life already, but we just can't see them because we haven't done an update. So let's do it right now. Sometimes great things happen in our life, but we are so caught up in being on autopilot, on solving the things that need to be solved, on taking care of people that need to be taken care of, or of just doing the chores of everyday life, that we don't even realize that we are living the dream that we dreamt about maybe 1 month ago, 1 year ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. A great way to update our brain software is to look at our goals, at our dream boards if we have something like this, or if we have a journal or a notebook where we write different things like our goals, our dreams. And if we do that, we might realize that many of the things that we've written down are actually a reality for us. Let me give you an example. I think it was September or October when I wrote down the sum of money that I would love to earn each and every month and how I would have loved to earn it. I've printed it out. I've put it around the house. I've repeated it as often as possible. And at one point, I sat down and I actually made the calculations to see how much I've earned in these last 3, 4, 5 months. And to my surprise, I've actually exceeded that number. And honestly, I wasn't even aware of it because I used the affirmation a lot in the beginning, like in the first few months. But afterwards, it was just part of the background. When I realized that I actually made it happen, I had a really beautiful, warm, fuzzy feeling in my chest. I actually understood that I did it, that it actually became a reality, and that warm, fuzzy feeling was gratitude. Because in that particular moment when I created that affirmation, that goal, it seemed pretty big and pretty hard to reach. But it seems that with gratitude, the walls of resistance melt down and we get to enjoy more of the gifts that this world has to offer us. But until I made the calculations, until I made the update, I just didn't realize it, even though it was there. And when it comes to numbers, it's really easy to measure. So what about you? What happened that was amazing in your life that you might not realize yet? Maybe it's an improved relationship. Maybe it's reaching a financial or a business goal on your own terms. Because this is what was even more amazing about reaching this goal is that I did it on my terms because I was specific about how I wanted to reach this goal. But I will create an episode in the future in which I explain how I created the affirmation and how I made it so it's comfortable, but it's also working on the things that are holding me back from what I want. But getting back to you, what is something in your life that you're living right now that was just a dream a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago? This brings such a powerful perspective and gives us the confidence to believe in ourselves, in our capacity to manifest a beautiful life for us, and of course a warm, fuzzy feeling of gratefulness. But if you can't find anything right now, like I said in the beginning, look at your notes, look at your gratitude journal, at your classic journal, at your goals. You might find some amazing surprises. That's it for today. I hope you will take me up on my invitation to update your software system and realize how many of your dreams you are actually living. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the Gratitude Podcast for more such episodes. And I'd really appreciate it if you would share it with one or two people in your life that you think will find value in this. As you might know, it is my goal, it is my vision to inspire 100,000 people to live with a grateful heart. And your helping making this happen is very much appreciated. One more thing, I'm changing the podcast art to make it more friendly, and I would really appreciate your opinion and your feedback on the four options that you can find and vote for on either Facebook or on Instagram. Either way, search for the Gratitude Podcast. Thanks a lot for listening, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.